but they weren't able to discern these things in advance. The word prepared is important in this text, for it is the Greek word etoimazo, which carries the idea of a readiness or something that has been fully prepared. The use of this word in this verse alerts us to the fact that God has a divine plan for each of our lives and is ready to reveal it. How wonderful to realize that God's plan for us is not happenstance, accidental, or a product of last-minute planning. He has been meticulously working out a plan for our lives since before the foundation of the world. He is the great planner. Under the Old Covenant, however, the Holy Spirit didn't reside in the human heart, so people struggled tremendously to find God's predetermined plan for their lives. In their efforts to uncover His will, they sought special divine signs and even visited prophets of the region in an attempt to find answers and gain God's guidance and direction. Although God had prepared so much for His people, they were blind to much of what had been provided for them because they didn't have the great revealer living in their hearts. How I wish I could say that it was different today, but most modern Christians live their lives as if they were still living under the old covenant. This is especially sad when you consider that Christians have the Holy Spirit living inside their hearts and therefore have access to all the answers they could ever need. But because they have never developed a spiritual sensitivity or learned to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, they still live like Old Testament people, depending on special signs, divine signals, or advice from others. This shouldn't be the case. The Holy Spirit has come to tell you and me everything we need to know to walk in the fullness of God's plan for our lives. Because the Holy Spirit has come, the ignorance that once existed among God's people has permanently been eliminated. No one can rightfully use 1 Corinthians 2:9 as an excuse for ignorance or for not knowing the will of God. People who use this verse in this way are sadly misinformed about its purpose. Taken in context with the following verse, this verse clearly reveals that God does not want His people to be ignorant about His purposes, blessings, promises, and provisions that He has so meticulously planned for their lives. 1 Corinthians 2:10 continues to tell us, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." What does the word "them" refer to? It refers to all the things that used to be hidden. The word "revealed" is the Greek word apokalypsis, a compound of the words apo and kalypsis. The word apo means away, and the word kalypsis is the Greek word for a veil, a curtain or some type of covering. When compounded into the word apokalypsis, which is normally translated as the word revelation, it literally means to remove the veil or to remove the curtain so you can see what is on the other side. This word apokalypsis plainly refers to something that was veiled or hidden for a long time and suddenly becomes clear and visible to the mind or eye. It is like pulling the curtains out of the way so you can see the scene outside your window. The view was always there for you to enjoy, but the curtains blocked your ability to see the real picture. Once the curtains are drawn apart, you suddenly behold what was previously hidden from your view. The moment you see beyond the curtain for the first time and observe what has been there all along but wasn't evident to you, that is what the Bible calls a revelation. Now apply this to 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10. In verse 9, Paul indeed said that there was a time in the past when the eye could not see, the ear could not hear, nor could the heart begin to imagine all the amazing, wonderful things God had prepared for those who love Him. God had prepared those benefits according to His prearranged plan, but they were veiled, hidden to us, obscured from our sight. But when Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit came, and one of His major works in our lives is to remove the veil that once obstructed our view so our eyes can see, our ears can hear, and our hearts can fully comprehend the specific, special plans that God has meticulously prepared for each of us. So I want to tell you, if you've been using this verse to claim ignorance of God's ways, it's time for you to change your thinking and speaking about it. This verse doesn't give us an excuse.